Hold one moment, please. Hi, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Diana. How may I help you?
Hi, Diana. This is Jordan. I recently had a charge come up on my debit card for this company. This phone number is what was reading on my account. I was curious as to what you guys were, the name of your company, why I was charged $65. Just trying to look for information here because I do not recall making any purchases through this company.
Okay, ma'am. Hold one moment. All right. What's your first and last name?
Jordan McFarland.
Well, I looked up your number and McFarland popped up, but that was the first name.
Was Jordan or Jane?
Jane.
Yeah, okay. That would be my mother. Can you tell me what these charges are in association with?
Yes, can you verify her address for me, please?
Yes, 21883 Cross Creek Road.
Yes, it says that on the 8th, she started two free 14-day trials for our Hype Watch and our Hype Pods, and she did not call in to cancel that trial, so that is letting us know she would want these products as her own. So she got charged those final prices of $69.97 and $64.97.
Can you repeat the amount, please?
Well, yeah, she was in a free 14-day trial for the Hype Watch and Hype Pods, and she did not call in the council. So that's letting us know she wants them as her own, and she got charged the final prices, $64.97 for the Hype Pods, which are earbuds, and $69.97 for the Hype Watch, which is a fitness watch.
Okay. So did you communicate the charge was going to occur?
Yes, ma'am. It's all over our website. And if she did not do it through a website, if she did it through a survey, then it still told her when she accepted terms and conditions and when she clicked out to confirm the order, it let her know again that she was just in a free 14-day trial.
Okay. What is your website?
It's shophypewatch.com.
Could you just say that again or spell it out?
Shop, S-H-O-P, Hype, H-Y-P-E, Watch, W-A-T-C-H.com.
Okay. Come on, just a minute, please.
Okay.
Can you help me figure out how to sign into my account so that I can see these terms and agreements?
Oh, well, ma'am, I don't know if she did it on our website or through a survey. But if she did it through our website, it would say, tell us where to send your order, and she just filled that out.
So there's not a copy of the terms and agreement that I can
Ma'am. It's in the top right corner where home, terms and conditions, privacy, policy, and contact. It's the second one, terms and conditions.
Okay. Who would the survey have been through?
Oh, we do over 10 surveys. I don't know. Maybe she did one with Costco Kohl's. Yeah, we do a lot of surveys.
Yeah, can you, if there's like 10, could you go ahead and list them, please?
Oh, I don't know them exactly. They just call in and let us know which one they did. I mean, she can look. We probably emailed her. They probably emailed her.
You have an affiliation or a relationship with all of these 10 or how many ever companies that do these surveys? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they use our product for this survey.
Okay, here's... So, you know, why can't you access or tell me what companies you all use for these surveys? You don't have access to that information?
No, ma'am, we don't know exactly who do the surveys. We do know that random people use our product for their surveys.
Yeah, companies is what I'm
but
after.
We are Hype Watch.
Okay. Do you, is Amazon one of those companies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, here's the deal. I trust Amazon, which is why that offer was even executed, and it was made without the knowledge or understanding of these paying full price after the 14-day trial period. So the bottom line is, what charges have hit my account? The $54.97 and not the $69.97?
No, you have the shipping and handling charges of $7.92 for the Hype Watch. Then she got a 1-year warranty in the Hype Pod shipping and handling, which sold it out to $18.94. Then on the 24th, she got the $69.97 for the watch. And on the 26th, she got the $64.97 for the Hype Pod.
And those charges have already hit the debit card account. Okay. So here's the deal. This is not what we signed up for. And we've not gotten any confirmation for the order through email or otherwise. So we need to reverse this so that I'm not encountering any charges and resolve this issue and break our link with your company.
Oh, well, ma'am, those charges are valid. All I can do is give you a 35% off refund.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You know, this is ridiculous. Okay, so let's just cut to the chase here. Is that what you have to offer?
Yes, ma'am, a 35% refund.
All right, thank you. I'm going to have to address this a different way. I will have to go through the Better Business Bureau, Amazon, whatever I have to do to get this undone and resolved.
Well, ma'am, they cannot override our terms and conditions.
You're running a bogus situation here, a bogus operation. What you're doing is trapping people into getting product and then getting charged unknowingly until they catch you.
Overlooked.
I'm sure I'm not the first call you've had over this. I'm sure you're not going to be the last, but I am going to be the person that takes this to whatever limits to get the money back and stop this activity.
Well, we do have a lot of customers who have lost their lawsuits or disputes. All we can do is offer you a 50% refund, which means we can split those two charges in half for the inconvenience. But those charges are valid, ma'am. She accepted the terms and conditions, and she do have our both products. So you
have just confirmed my belief that this is a common practice, and that is not okay. And the Better Business Bureau is not going to say that's okay. So If I have to go that route, that is what I'll do. And you'll just hear from us in a different format.
Okay. So,
all right. Can I get your name, please?
Diana. D-I-A-N-A.
Diana. Okay. All right. Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.